You're about to listen to the first part of the theater traffic session on censorship. The second part of the session will be broadcast next week.
Nishtiq nirringrazzja mill-ewwel it-tliet persuni li aċċettaw li jkunu fuq il-panel. Sfost hemm raba' wieħed li naħseb inti l-fit toroq. Edward Merċieqa li huwa d-direttur ta' Stagecoach. Manuel Mifsud li huwa d-direttur ta' Marta Quitt. Carl Schembri li huwa ġurnalist għal Malta Independent. U kien hemm ukoll nies oħra li kienu mistednin, in partikolari Stephanie Farrugia. Stephanie Farrugia tibat l-iskużi tagħha għaliex għandha rehearsals ta' Marassad u llum kellhom kienu qegħdin jirreherzjaw mal-orkestra ma setax tiġi, però bagħtet ilna l-kummenti tagħha li jiena sa naqra. Qabel ma nitkellem fuq iċ-ċensura nixtieq biss ngħid li fost l-istudenti ta' Theatre Studies hemm Hipatia Catania li kienet waħda minn tim li għamlu survey fuq l-aspett soċjopolitiku ta' teatru f'Malta. Dawn intervistaw nies li morru l-Catholic Institute u kellhom kampjonarju ta' 100 persuna. Dan il-kampjonarju bejn nitom kellhom 39.6% irġiel u 60.4% nisa. Ħaġa interessanti huwa li l-iktar nies li huma li jiffrekwentaw dan it-teatru kienu dawk li kellhom 50 sena jew il fuq minn 50 sena, għax kienu 33% ma 25% mill-20 sa 35 sena. L-iktar nies li jidru li frekwentaw il-Catholic Institute kienu in-nisa tad-dar 29.2%. Wara kien hemm nies ta' xogħol manwali 14.2% u studenti 10.4%. L-iktar li ġew huma nies mis-South of Malta, jiġifieri North 21.7%, Center 29.2% u South 49.1%. 54.7% kellhom edukazzjoni sekondarja u il-maġġor parti kienu erba' persuni fil-familja. Il-prezzijiet li jistgħu jħallsu, il-maġġoranza qalu li jistgħu jħallsu bejn lira u 3 liri. U biss 0.9% qalu li jistgħu jħallsu biljett il fuq minn 10 liri, jew 10 liri u l-fuq. Minn darba sa ħames darbiet imorru t-teatru imorru teatru minn darba sa ħames darbiet 63.2% imorru minn darba sa ħames darbiet fis-sena it-teatru, sorry nsejt ngħid dik il-biċċa. It-teatru preferu tagħhom ovvjament kienu qegħdin jiġu intervistati l-Istitut Kattoliku, jiġifieri kienet maġġoranza li jridu jmorru l-Istitut Kattoliku ta' 87.4% u dak li kienu jippreferu kienet bil-kbir il-kummedja 57.7%. 70.8% minnhom jaraw is-soap operas fuq it-television. L-iskop tal-teatru għalihom kien l-iktar perċentwali li ottenew kien ta' divertiment. 32% kien ta' divertiment, 24% kien għat-talim u għal ħafna raġunijiet kienu 19.7%. Mbaddina, bdew jisaqsuhom fuq it-teatru għandu jitkellem dwar il-problemi tal-pajjiż. Issa interessanti li din l-inkjesta li huma kellhom jimlew formularju u mbagħad diġi segwita b'qualitative analysis, jiġifieri wara li kellna l-quantitative analysis through questionnaires, wara saqsew kien hemm intervistaw dawn il-persuni. U il-risposti ta' qualitative analysis mal-quantitative analysis assolutament ma jikorrispondux. Għaliex, fil-quantitative analysis aħna għanna li 67.9% jixtiequ jitkellmu dwar il-problemi tal-pajjiż, 32.1% ma jixtiequx. Meta saqsejna jekk it-Teatru Malti għandhom jikkritikaw lill-politiċi, kienet ta' ir-risposta ta' iva kienet 67.9% bil-kidba. Meta din il-domanda ġiet mistoqsija oralment, kien hemm ħafna inqas li qalu iva. Issa l-perċentwali m'għandix, ma kienet numru kbir inqas. Meta stasejna jekk it-Teatru Malti għandu xi kritika l-awtorità tal-Knisja, il-differenza kienet 60.4% għalu iva, 39.6% għalu le, pero again din kienet domanda meta saqsejnija oralment li iktar ixxukjat il-persuna li irrispondiet u iktar kienem it-tendenza li għajdu le oralment. Għandu jkunem teatru għas-sinjuru teatru għal-ħaddim, 50.9% irrispondew le, imma 49.1% irrispondew iva. U ġili involvejt ruħek fi teatru, iva għalu 34% u le għalu 66%. U minn dawk 66%, 72% kienu atturi jew attriċi. Ġifier naħseb li din hija bidu tajjeb biex nibdew dan din id-diskussjoni tal-lejla għaliex naħseb li l-fatt li kenna din il-kontradizzjoni u nirringrazzja ħafna lill-Ħipatja tal-li tatna dawn id-dejta li kenna din il-kontradizzjoni bejn dak li huwa miktub form u dak li jiġi li jingħad meta tintervista l-persuna direttament huwa interessanti ħafna. Issa aħna għamilna ċertu riċerka anki fuq il-kustjoni ta' censorship. U nixtiequ nibdew minna bdejna billi morna għand l-Attorney General li jiskuża ruħu li l-lejla mhux jagħtaw imma kellu jsiefer dil-ġimgħa, morna għand l-Attorney General's Office u kenna ottenejna il-liġi fuq il-ċensura f'Malta u wkoll spjegazzjonijiet fuq x'inhi s-sitwazzjoni legali ta' ċensura f'Malta. U Victor se jitkellem bl-Ingliż u kollha x'il-liġijiet huma bl-Ingliż allura biex ma noqgħodux nittraduċu. U plus għandna grupp ta' barranin li qegħdinhaw li huma studenti Erasmus li qegħdin nagħmluhom it-traduzzjoni għalmenu ngħinu l-persuna li qiegħda titraduċi.
Very well. So it appears that laws and I'll have to do with theatre censorship in Malta fall under the code of police laws, namely it's chapter 10 of the code of police laws. And it is the minister responsible for the police who assigns a board for censorship. Now, the Maltese laws does not talk in terms of a board for censorship, but talks in terms of a board for the classification of films and stage productions. But within the term classification, the idea, the concept of censorship is included. I will be reading from the laws verbatim. I shall be quoting them, and these comments that I shall be passing are not something that I have come up with myself. I'm not a lawyer, okay? But they are sort of the result of a conversation, of a discussion that I've had, particularly with Dr. Tonna Lowell
of the Attorney General
of the office of the Attorney General. So basically, the main law under the Code of Police Laws that is related to theatres and public entertainment is part 14 of chapter 10, okay? And basically it stipulates that the minister for the police, responsible for the police, assigns annually a group of people to function as censors, okay? And therefore, stating article number, paragraph number 203, point 1e,
the appointment, the minister responsible for the appointment and functions of censors, the payment of them of such fees as the minister responsible for the police may establish from time to time, and then appeal from decisions of the censors. Okay, please stop me if I'm fast in reading. And then we go immediately to the subsidiary legislation, which is which refers to chapter 10, and it is the subsidiary legislation 10.17 or 10.17, which states which is about cinema and stage regulations. Now there are I will tell you the number of points under the subsidiary law, which is I believe 60. There are 66 points. Only two of these are directly linked to theatre censorship, okay, of these 66 points. Most of them talk about cinema. They also talk, however, about the premises, safety measures, and the behaviour of the public within these premises, and so on. And therefore, I go immediately to the points that concerns us today, which is point 42, and I'm going to go through these. Okay, and this point states that there shall be a board, I'm reading now from the law, there shall be a board to be called the Board of Film and Stage Classification, hereinafter referred to as the board, which shall consist of a chairperson and such number of other members, not being less than 5 and not being more than 15, as shall be appointed annually by the minister responsible for the police, and shall exercise and perform the functions assigned to it by these regulations. And point 2 is the point that immediately concerns us. It shall be the function of the board to classify films and stage productions on the basis of guidelines to be drawn up by the board, based on the following main criteria. And therefore, this is my own comment coming up now here, the law stipulates main criteria, and it leaves it to the Board of Classification of Film and Stage Production Classification to draw up guidelines. And these, the main criteria that the law establishes are these. A, the standards of morality, decency, and propriety generally accepted by reasonable adults.
It would be good to know what reasonable adults are.
Okay, this obviously, this is a platform for the discussion, and I will leave these comments to you obviously later. B, the literary, artistic, or educational merit, if any, of the production. And C, the general character of the production, including whether it is of medical, legal, or scientific character. And if this sounds a little bit ambiguous, I actually asked the lawyer, and basically we're talking about the context or subject matter, okay? That's the character, whether they could also take a medical, a legal, or a scientific character, these stage productions. And finally, D, the person or class of persons to whom it is intended or by whom the production is likely to be viewed. So these are the four criteria that the law gives to, that the law stipulates, and it gives to the board of, for the classification of films and stage productions to draw guidelines upon. Okay? Very well. Okay, then it will go on saying that the names of the members of the board should be published in the Government Gazette. It's point 4 is interesting. It says that every film shall be classified by at least 2 members of the board in accordance with the provisions of these regulations. There is no such point with reference to stage productions or theatre. So the law does not say if there is a minimum number of persons who should classify plays or stage productions. And number five is also interesting. When upon any occasion the board desires to obtain the advice of any person upon any particular matter or matters, the chairman of the said board may co-opt such person to be a member of such meeting or meetings as may be required. And such person, while so co-opted, shall have all the rights and privileges of a member, save that he shall not be entitled to take part in any decision or in the report referred to in the Regulation 45, which basically states, which is something about the classification, the actual classification of these productions or cinema or films, therefore. And within classification, I also mean the establishing of what are the classes of people that are actually allowed to watch or take part in these, not take part, but to watch in these productions. And therefore you would have the U, you know, the universal, which is suitable for all, PG, which is parental guidance, okay? There's the 12 age classification, 16, 18, and so on. So, and, well, let me see. It also explains the fees payable to every classifier of film and stage productions. And the ones of the stage productions is for plays or stage productions, both local and foreign, 4 lire per play or production. So each classifier should get 4 lire, you know, for classifying each production. And the chairperson of the board of film and stage classification also gets a fee of 350 lire per year, per annum, in addition to the fees provided for in sub-regulation 7, which therefore stipulates that the amount of money the person gets for classifying a production on a film. And thereafter, the law speaks specifically about films and cinemas, until we go to number 54, where there is a note about text notices for cinema and theater premises, and these text notices therefore refer to how these productions should be classified, and it applies both for cinema and theater premises, text notices of U, PG, 12, 16, 18, as has already been mentioned. And then we go finally to point 64, which basically stipulates that if a person or persons go against these regulations, okay, dare go against these regulations and therefore the decisions of the board and so on, it states that they are guilty, they are found guilty of an offense against these regulations, therefore under criminal law, okay, they will be found guilty of criminal law.
That it is the police who proceed against them.
It's the police who proceed, because remember, this goes under the police laws, okay? And it also stipulates the fees, the multi, sorry, yes, that one has to pay, the fines, sorry, the fines that one has to pay. So, it's, okay, so, which is number 66, the final point. Any person who is found guilty by the Court of Magistrates of Malta or the Court of Magistrates of Gozo of an offence against these regulations shall be liable to a fine, amenda, of not less than 5 lire for each contravention, provided that in the case of a second or subsequent offence committed within 6 months from the date of any previous conviction under these regulations or any other regulations relating to cinemas, such fine shall be of not less than 10 lire and not more than 20 lire for each contravention. Now, this is what the law says. It's available to everybody. You can also find it downloaded from internet. It has been passed, however, this has been passed over to us personally by the person representative of the Attorney General. I will end with this final point. I asked the question, to Dr. Tona Lowell, don't you think that the laws are a little bit too generalistic? And the answer of Dr. Tonello was this. He told me, listen, these are kind of the police laws of the sort of like this, form part of the minor criminal offense laws. They are there to give guidelines. Obviously, because of the various theater productions that there are, and therefore the different natures of these theater productions, we can only give general guidelines. It is up to, we then leave it to the discretion of the sense of what we know as the censorship board, okay, to actually establish the guidelines, and the law actually stipulates that. Now, I think this is it from the legal aspect with regards to censorship.
Yes, there's one more legal aspect to add, because I went to the Faculty of Laws and asked, basically, what can a person incur? And one of the main elements, crimes, let's say, connected to a play could be the offending of public morals. Now, the offending of public morals is answerable in court. You are taken to criminal court and you pay a fine. I forgot the sum. I'm a bit tired. I'm sorry. I knew it. And at maximum, you go to prison for 3 months. So that is what you risk. So that gives us the general view of what the laws are. Right. Now, before I start the discussion, since Stephanie could not make it, I promised I would read what she wrote. And ah, yes, sorry. Before I do that, Arthur and Natalie did some research on the concept of censorship even abroad, and they came up with these data.
These are the main points that emerged from our research. I have to point here that this is not our point of view, but a holistic point of view of what we found. The citizen should have freedom to watch whatever he or she likes, and freedom of one's beliefs, ideas, and expressions in artistic form. The definition of censorship came out thus. It controls freedom of expression. It attempts to suppress information, points of views, and methods of expression. The purpose of censorship is to maintain the status quo, control development of society, and to stifle dissent among the subject people. Not representing a minority group correctly is in itself a censorship. Censorship could lead to intimidation by government systems, making people afraid to express opinions for fear of losing their jobs, etc. From the research that we made, as I already stated, this is the ideal situation regarding censorship. The development of freedom of expression can be produced in a linear fashion, stretching into a distant future in which more and more things that are unacceptable today will have become accepted. There may be temporary reversals, even U-turns along the way. Essentially, though, progress is forward. It is, if the development indeed progresses in a line, then there is hope for artists who wish to alter the status quo. So, if they push and wait long enough, they should one day achieve their aim. But will there come a day when everything now considered taboo will no longer be so? Is such a vision too optimistic, too idealistic?
Natalie, do you have anything to add? Okay, so these are already points which are raised in our heads, which the panel might want to take. I'm going to now read what Stephanie Farrugia sent. Censorship of theatre productions in Malta. Last year, Theatre Works Company, led by actors Stephanie Farrugia and Manuel Cauchi, staged a production of Patrick Marber's play Closer. This play is considered by many to be one of the defining plays of the last decade. It was premiered at London's prestigious National Theatre, and after a long run at the said theatre, it transferred to London's West End. It consequently played in theatres around the world, always to great critical and public acclaim. Marber's play won a number of coveted awards, including the Laurence Olivier Award 2000. When Theatre Works decided to stage Closer, they sent the script for approval by the censorship board, something none of the members in the company approve of in principle. But, as things stand, it would have been illegal not to do so, and hence the censorship board might reserve the right to send the police to ban a performance which is being shown against the law. This in the year 2003. The censorship board initially refused to give green light to the play on the grounds, and it's a quote, "Our theatre public is not yet ready for this sort of theatre," end quote. The actors in the company refused to accept this decision, and eventually the committee revised their stand and the play was staged in March 2003 at the MITP Theatre in Valletta. For the same production of Closer, our publicity poster was banned from being shown, against payment, on the Times of Malta or the Sunday Times. And in fact, at very short notice, we had to come up with an alternative poster specifically for the Times, one in which, of course, no photos were shown. This ban on theatre material is rather surprising when one considers that the same newspaper regularly publishes advertising material for lingerie shops, depicting women in various stages of what the French call déshabillé, or what we Maltese call nissamperchine. This Puritan attitude has led us to believe that the yardstick for theatre is much harsher than for any other form of entertainment. Two last observations. Is theatre censorship still practiced anywhere, except in those countries where censorship is a political rather than a moral tool? One last point. Since the theatre metaphor of any given text only reaches its full expression through the interpretation of the artistic director and of its actors, isn't it redundant to censor a theatre text merely on the basis of words on a page per se? So with these note, I give rise to the discussion. I'm going to ask the members of the panel first to speak, and then obviously it's going to be a discussion for everybody. Anybody who wants to take the floor, using whatever language they wish, can do it. If it's a language which is not English or Maltese, there will be simultaneous translation. Okay? So, who wants to start? I think it's a good challenge, though, this fact of the dramatic text and the performance text. A dramatic text, which is the written text, will never be able to capture what can be shown in a performance. I can have a very, very innocent text on paper, and I can make of it a sex film if I want to, or a sex performance. So I think that there is a big distinction to be made between the two texts. And I think that this is Stephanie's point, so I think it's a good point.
Stephanie and Rajun, such a point. Jim personalment darba għed biex naqsam maċ-ċenzura, bat forsi nejt għalix darba biz. Pero, dik id-darba li kellix naqsam maċ-ċenzura, kont naf il-text kien ta' Max Frisch Andorra kien sejġi ċensurat għax kien hemm rape scene u kienet espliċita li trid tinżaw ma nafx li tagħmel aktar issa. U ovvjament jiena kif qed jgħid li Karl issa minn taħt l-iskript li tajthom neħħejt dik il-biċċa. Biss dak iż-żmien billiġi jew ma nafx biex, suppost kien ikollok inti fit-teatru tirriserva żewġ seats għaċ-ċensuri. Ġri dawn u jidilli li anka l-Manwel kellu din il-politika għall-inqas kienet hemm żgur. Iġifieri, iċ-ċensur avolja inti tkun x'inhi l-kelma, tkun iċċiti jgħidu għax urejtu tekst ieħor biex niftehmu, jew inkella ma tkun iċċiti jgħid xejn it-tekst ikun pur kif qed tgħid inti mbagħad nista' nagħmel xi ħaġa li ma timxix mat-tekst li qaraw jew hi, daw però jistgħu jiġu first night u jwaqfu wielek. Ġifieri, Stephanie għandha raġun, però mhux 100%. Issa dan għall-affett kif kienu sa ċertu żmien ilu. Ġifieri, jiena vera nista' ntik tekst ieħor, jew it-tekst ma jkun fih xejn ma l-produzzjoni jkun fih affarijiet li forsi ċ-ċensur ma japprovax, imma daħa jiġi, jew suppost li jiġi, jew ġie li mar, u jista' jwaqqaf ġifieri. Anke jekk tkun iċċiti jgħidu. U naħseb li mbagħad taqlaq għax tkun iċċiti jgħidu.
Jien naħseb li m'hemmx alternattiva li fli tiċċitja biċ-ċensura, jew li tirridu kolha anzi. Jien għamilt erba' noti kif tieni ċans naqrhom mhux se nieħu fit-tul. Iċ-ċensura hija animal stramp li uritna mingħand ir-reġimi li ġew qabel is-sistema demokratika tagħna li għannissa. Hija mibnija fuq l-assunzjoni li l-Istat jaf x'inhu tajjeb u x'mhuwiex fl-interess pubbliku. Fuq din l-assunzjoni jinħatru gruppi żgħar ta' nies privileġġati li jiddeċidu huma x'għandna naraw u x'għandna nisimgħu. Dawn in-nies, iċ-ċensuri, huma fdati bil-poter li jaqtgħu jbidlu dak kollu li jidrilhom li offendi l-moralità pubblika fuq din l-assunzjoni li huma jafu x'inhu l-aħjar għas-soċjetà. Sa din inqisha stramba meta tqis li fir-Repubblika Demokratika ta' Malta kull min jala 18 għandu dritt jiddeċidi lil min jiggvernaħ. Stramba li fil-waqt li għandna dritt intellgħu id-deputati fil-Parlament m'għandniex dritt nażlu x'naraw u x'nisimgħu f'din is-sistema liberali u demokratika. Li kieku mhux għax it-teknoloġija tal-lum tagħmel liċ-ċensuri żejda, anzi farseski, kieku llum għandna għaliex nirvellaw. Iżda din il-farsa msejħa ċensura f'kull forma tagħha għandha l-waqti traġiċi tagħha wkoll. Għandha storja twila ta' intolleranza, ta' oppressjoni tal-ħsieb u ta' arroganza, għax iċ-ċensura hija perikoluża. Meta l-Papa Pawlu IV ħareġ l-indiċi tal-kotba projbiti fil-1559, l-inkwiżituri lokali ma ħasbux darbtej biex iħarqu l-kotba fil-pjazza tal-Bonmra, inklużi xogħlijiet ta' Aretino, Erasmus, Machiavelli, Boccaccio. Carmel Cassar, l-istoriku, Witchcraft Sorcery and Inquisition, jikxef l-ossessjoni tal-Knisja li żomm il-poter fuq in-nies permezz tal-ċensura. U għajt li d-dokumenti tal-Inkwiżizzjoni juru li l-kitba u l-qari kienu meqjusa mill-Knisja bħala promoturi potenzjali ta' mġiba eretika u protesta soċjali fost il-lajċi. Anki tħażiż kien għad suspettuż u kellu jiġi rappurtat lill-Inkwiżitur. Kassar jgħid li permezz ta' dawn il-kontrolli il-Knisja kellha f'idejha il-ħajja privata u l-ħsibijiet ta' ħafna mill-Maltin. Mal-Knisja sieħeb l-Istat u niftakru fis-sebgħinijiet u t-tmeninijiet daħlet iċ-ċensura politika b'miżuri mhux biss fit-teatru u fl-arti li poġġewna fost l-ewwel pajjiżi tat-tieni d-dinja. Pereżempju, Sam Feneca Dami ma setax jissemma fuq xandir Malta. Fil-waqt li t-Times u Sunday Times ta' Londra twaqfu mill jiklu Malta wara li pubblikaw artikli kritiċi dwar il-gvern laburista. Fil-protesta storika, iż-żgħażagħ tan-numri kienu daħlu waqt il-programm live Bonġu Malta jgħidu rridu x'għandir ħieles. Protesta li rriflettiet ir-reazzjoni tal-poplu kontra l-oppressjoni tal-libertà tal-espressjoni ta' dak iż-żmien. Bil-introduzzjoni tal-pluralizmu wara t-tmeninijiet, iċ-ċensura politika issa naqset u sħabna ċ-ċensuri reġgħu bdew jiskruplaw bis-sess u reliġjon. Fil-fatt f'Ottubru tal-89 il-bord taċ-ċensuri tal-film żamm The Last Temptation of Christ ta' Martin Scorsese milli jintwera fiċ-ċinema. X'inhu? U għadu miżmum qed jgħid l-Manwel. Videos tal-film li kienu qegħdin jinbijaw fuq il-monti il-belt ukoll kellhom jinġabru. U fl-istess sena spot televiżiv tad-Dipartiment tas-Saħħa li kien jadvoka l-użu tal-kondoms f'kampanja kontra l-AIDS kien iċċensurat fuq Xandir Malta. F'1909 iż-żgħażagħ taħt l-art bdew kampanja ta' protesta sabiex titneħħa ċensura bil-pubblikazzjoni tal-manifest satiriku No Sex Please We're Maltese. F'1992 iċ-ċensura tal-Posta żammet The New Joy of Sex ta' Dr. Alex Comfort. Paul Schwieleb kien rappurtat jgħid lit-Times li individwi setgħu jdaħlu kopja tal-ktieb biss jekk jippruvaw li daħlu ħall-istudju jew għar-riċerka. Ovvjament il-pjaċir u s-sess ma jmorux flimkien għaċ-ċensuri tagħna. Sena wara, iċ-ċensura reġa' turiet il-witch farsesk tagħha meta Basic Instinct li kien ilu jintwera ċ-ċinema l-ġimgħat sħaħ ma setax jintwera iżjed fuq video għax instab li kien pornografiku u oxxen. Bir-raġunament brillanti tagħhom, iċ-ċensuri sabu li użjed perikolus tara Basic Instinct id-dar waħdek milli toqgħod taraħ fiċ-ċinema. F'1993 il-Gazzetta kulħadd irrappurtat li l-Ministru ta' Edukazzjoni dakinhar Ugo Mifsud Bonnici kien ordna t-neħħija ta' diversi kotba mill-librerija pubblika ta' Belt is-Sebħ. Fosthom Jesus the Man ta' Ian Wilson, A Social History of Swearing, bħalli kieku kellna bżonna, u ktieb fuq id-demonoloġija. F'94 il-Melita Cable iċ-ċensurat ix-show Midnight Club li kien qed jitwera fuq it-Telepju 2 għax ħasset li kien pornografiku wisq għal klijenti Maltin. Fis-96 The Duchess of Malfi ta' John Webster kienet iċ-ċensurata proprju hawnhekk mill-Ministeru għall-Arti dak iż-żmien taħt l-ex Ministru Michael Refalo li rimma ġex tela. Il-grupp teatrali Ingliż Cheek by Joe. Manuel, tiħet liħabba fekk ma reġax tela, ma? Damu ftit, n-nis ma reġistraw. Kienu protestaw kontra dan l-atta ċensura, imma l-Ministeru ma dar ikkwota liġijiet ta' blasfemija u dram baqa ċensurat. Dan it-teatru, Manuel reġa' ppona ċensura tiegħu is-sena ta' wara, fil-97, jiġifieri meta Reduced Shakespeare Company kellhom itella u s-satira tagħhom The Bible, The Complete World of God. Skont iċ-ċermen tal-bord ta' ċensura ta' dak iż-żmien, Anthony Muscat, it-travestija tal-aħħar ċena u tal-kurċifissjoni kienu joffendu, f'quotes, is-sentimenti reliġjużi tagħna. Speċjalment kien qal minħabba l-fatt li dan kien se jittella fi żmien ir-Randan. Sa dan it-tant fl-2001 Malta fl-aħħar l-ewwel darba daħal Playboy, il-magazine, kif ukoll il-film ta' Stanley Kubrick A Clockwork Orange. Però ma daħalx Natural Born Killers. Għaliex din l-istorja taċ-ċensura? Għas-sempliċi raġuni li ċ-ċensura hija dejjem ridikola. Hija ridikola llum daqskemm kienet ridikola fi żmien l-Inkwiżizzjoni. Però parti ridikola hija wkoll perikoluża. Tixtieq tkun repressiva daqskemm kienet dak iż-żmien, għalkemm bit-teknoloġija tal-lum bl-internet u s-satellita iċ-ċensura se tispiċċa rilevanti. Minkejja dan għadna sal-lum nisimgħu diskors dwar il-moralità pubblika, is-sentimenti reliġjużi ta' dan il-poplu, eċċetera, eċċetera. U x'inhi l-moralità pubblika? X'inhuma s-sentimenti reliġjużi tal-iktar poplu midaj fid-dinja? Min jiddetermina xi ħoss il-pubbliku? Iċ-ċensuri tagħna u magħhom il-qrati, il-leġislaturi u l-establishment kollu donhom jinsew li dritt fundamentali tal-espressjoni jestendi sa dritt li toffendi tixxokja u tiddisturba. Hekk kienet qalet il-Qorti Ewropea Drittijiet tal-Bniedem f'sentenza storika tagħha li tat ftit ta' snin ilu. Għax wara kollox x'inhi mis-satira, pereżempju, jekk ma tistax toffendi. Xi fdal mis-satira jekk ma tistax tattakka kollox minn alla l-isfel, mingħajr ebda reverenza lej xejn u lej ħadd. U għawek nishtiq, tippermettuli, naqra silta qasira ta' Salman Rajdi minn essej li kiteb dwar iċ-ċensura, palma tafu Salman Rajdi huwa għala l-fatwa, ġifieri jridu joqtluh bażikament, tal-li kiteb The Satanic Verses fit-ta' snin ilu. Huwa jgħid f'din l-essej. How is freedom gained? It is taken, never given. To be free, you must first assume your right to freedom. In writing the Satanic Verses, I wrote from the assumption that I was, and them, a free man. What is freedom of expression? Without the freedom to offend, it ceases to exist. Without the freedom to challenge, even to satirize all orthodoxies, including religious orthodoxies, it ceases to exist. Language and the imagination cannot be imprisoned, or art will die, and with it, a little of what makes us human. Tul l-istorja tagħha, iċ-ċensura ħarġet ta' forza repressiva kull meta ġiet sfidata. L-arti, l-letteratura u t-teatru ħarġu l-istatu lill-funzjonarji tiegħu, iċ-ċensuri, tal-li huma kull meta sfidawhom biex iċ-ċensurawhom. Għalhekk f'demokrazija f'waħda mill-funzjonijiet politiċi tas-satira, tat-teatru, tal-arti kollha, hija li tikxef l-element repressiv tal-istat, billi tipprovokah ħalli tittestja l-limiti tal-libertà tal-espressjoni. Għalhekk fil-fema tiegħi iktar perikoluża miċ-ċensura hija l-autoċensura. L-autoċensura toopera fis-silenzju, ir-repressjoni tagħha hija insidjuża sal-punt li tipprojbixxi l-kontroversja, iż-żomma fis-skiet, fl-injoranza tal-pubbliku. Aħna qatt ma nafu meta xi ħadd qed jawtoċensura lilu nnifsu, u għalhekk hija iktar perikoluża. Hija grazzi għall-autoċensura li ċ-ċensuri tagħna jidhru ta' nies twajba li operaw fl-interessi tagħna, meta fil-fatt huma potenzjalment repressuri tal-sibħieles. Il-fatt li l-Istat ma jidhirx li qed jiċ-ċensura l-arti f'Malta meta tagħna ċ-ċensura u l-liġijiet taċ-ċensura juri li m'aħniex nisfidawh biżejjed biex jiċ-ċensurana, biex joħroġ tal-EU. L-Italja dan qed joħroġ ċar, pereżempju bl-espulsjoni tal-ġurnalisti Biagi u Santoro u tas-satirista Daniele Luttazzi mir-Rai. Qed joħroġ ċar bix-xogħol ta' Dario Fo li minkejja Nobel jistqar li mhux qed isib teatri li aċċettaw is-satira tiegħu kontra Berlusconi. Fejnhom l-artisti ċ-ċensurati Maltin? Liema kjaq se tnaqilgħu kontra l-liġijiet taċ-ċensura? Fejn s-satira li tattakka bl-aħnina lill-Fenek Adami, lill-Kakija Karwana, lill-Alfred Sant, lill-Arċisqof, lill-elit ta' pajjiżna, liċ-ċensur infushom? Jiena min-naħa tiegħi nħabbrilkom li se ngħaddi dan l-iskript hija farsa. Dwar l-Arċisqof u d-babista tfal, nisan għaddiħ l-Manuel, l-Teatru Manuel, biex nara ftit x'inhu l-kriterji artistiċi tagħhom. Nixtieq nara x'sejdu li dwar il-moralità pubblika u s-sentimenti reliġjużi fl-isfond tal-iskandlu li għandan l-aħħar. Nixtieq nara jekk għandhom x'il-wiċċ iwaqfu satira dwar il-Knisja f'epoka meta l-Knisja qed taqa' ngħid waħedha. Is-soluzzjoni għaċ-ċensura hija li tiġi ridikolata, li nosponuha tal-ini, tal-ħi. U dik ukoll hija funzjoni politika tal-arti u t-teatru. Rigward il-farsa tiegħi inwiedkom li jekk ma titlax hawnhekk intellgħuha x'imkien ieħor. Grazzi.
Għar nitkellmu sħabi fuq il-panel, ma tantx baqali xi ngħid.
Clockwork Orange, Clockwork Orange ma kienx miżmum l-ewwel darba. Clockwork Orange u widrawja Stanley Kubrick. Kellu kwistjoni mal-Kolombja u widrawjah minkullhom jien. Għax kont sa noħorġu jien, il-print kienet tiġaw, però ġiet mitlu biex nirritorna. Natural Born Killers għandek żball ukoll dak inħareġ Malta. Jo, 94,
95.
Thank you.
Grazie. Ħafna ħjarek, thank you.
Jina nishtiq ngħid fuq ċ-ċensura li qalu sħabi li jien ma nistax naċċetta illi xi ħadd jiddeċidi x'nista' u x'ma nistax nara jien. Dik hija hija insult kbir għall-intelligenza tiegħi. U dik qatt ma nista' naċċetta. Però kulħadd qal l-istess ħaġa, more or less, skużawni, more or less li kulħadd ma jaċċettax dan il-fatt. Però interessanti punt li ħareġ is-sinjur li għal il-legal research, illi il-board mhix ta' ċensura imma ta' klassifikazzjoni. Jien m'għandix problemi kbar klassifikazzjoni, imman di problemi kbar bit-ċenzura. Jekk il-liġi tajt li suppost qed jikklassifikaw dawn in-nies, m'għandhom ebda dritt allura skont il-liġi illi jgħiduli jew jgħidu kif qalu lil Stephanie illi dak il-play ta' Patrick Marvin ma jistax joħroġ. Jistgħu jgħidu illi yes.
When I asked the attorney about it, what he told me is that censorship is a mode of classification, is a level of classification.
Yes.
And
Yes. I'm taking that point exactly.
Not to contradict you, but just to make.
No. I took up that point exactly as you said it. Mm-hmm. If you are classifying something, I can tell you it's an 18, it's a 16, it's a 12, it's a PG, or it's a U. But I'm not telling you you cannot show it. There's a big difference. There's a big difference. Now, if the law is saying it is classification that they are supposed to be doing, then let them classify. I will never accept, you know, I will say this openly. I mean, the fact that TheatreWorks put up Patrick Marber's play and got accepted after a lot of hassle. Our company, please, not Stagecoach, FM Theatre Productions, put up Vagina Monologues. And obviously I expected to get quite a bit of barrage on Vagina Monologues. I think the title itself is quite serious. It came through, I believe, only on the fact that Closer came through. I'm quite convinced that if they didn't have, that if Closer was banned, Vagina Monologues would have been banned as well. I'm quite convinced about that. But that shows, I think, the narrow-mindedness of the censors, if they are going to control what we see and what we don't see. These aren't plays that are considered pornographic or anything like that, or whatever they are. They've been put up in very serious theaters all around the world, so why shouldn't we be like them? But my point is on the classification. I have no problems with classification. It's fine with me. But don't cut a single full stop from that script.
Right. Jiena naħseb li issa hemm xi ħaġa oħra li.
Li ma fimx, per eżempju, għalfejn il-liġi tal-ċensura ta' taħt id-Dipartiment tal-Pulizija.
Anki l-Bord?
Naturalment. Ġifieri nammet l-ignoranza dejjem fejn tidħol il-liġi, ġifieri ignoranza fil-veru sens. Ma nistax nifhem għalfejn.
Dik saqsejta jien lill-Dr. Tonna l-ewwel u qal għaliex peress li tista' toffendi lill-moralità pubblika. Il-moralità pubblika hija sanzjonata mill-pulizija. Allura dika taqa' taħt il-liġijiet tal-pulizija.
U x'taqt insaqsi wkoll hija mistoqsija jekk, pereżempju, it-television. Again, din hija mistoqsija minħabba l-ignoranza fis-sens li ma nafx. It-television, kif jiġi ċensurat qabel ma jxandar?
Se rispondi jien, għax kont involut f'program li kont għamilt ma' il-Montanaro x'qed tliet snin ilu, li kienet a comedy program li kienet was transmitted fit 8:00 ta' billejl ta' filgħaxija nhar ta' ħadd, u konna nagħmlu ċertu sketches fiha. Però dik kienet irrekordjata, il-recording kien imur il-PBS jarawa il-ġimgħa u jekk derilhom li hemm xi partijiet mhux suppost narawhom aħna, iġelu il-producers jaqtawhom.
Ma hija ċensura tal-PBS.
Tal-PBS. It is a form of censorship which is nothing to do with the censorship board, però hija kif spiega Karl Tajjeb xi occasions fejn mhux iċ-ċensura, ċensura għamma teatru jew whatever. Però fil-każ ta' television jiena I've experienced it personally, per eżempju, għax diki oħra, illi jinta għandek two weights and two measures. Ma nagħmel kien daħlu għall-argument NYPD blue illi jkun hemm ċertu klim, ċertu sitwazzjonijiet sesswali, whatever, okay? Dawk naċċettawhom u naqtawx biċċa minnhom. Però jekk jiena ngħid il-kelma bass għamlu beep fuqha.
Xiġifieri
ħajasbuha xi ħaġa.
Firma li tmimina minn il-kelma bass, però fuq il-television min qed jara beep. Okay? It was censored. The word bass was censored. But then it's okay to say the word fuck on NYPD blue. You know what I mean? So it's two weights and two measures. And għalija dik hija inaċċettabbli.
But NYPD Blue is not produced by Maltese.
But we can't put up that. We're not capable of handling this kind of really heavy stuff, you know?
Yeah. I would just like, Jiena nixtieq nagħmel rimarka waħda. Ma jistax ikun il-fatt li għamil din hija domanda fil-verità. Ma jistax ikun il-fatt li hemm din iċ-ċensura daqshekk fit-teatru hija dovuta wkoll għall-fatt, cioè ċertu x-xeni li tista' tarhom fuq it-television ma tistax assolutament tarhom fuq it-teatru, pereżempju n-nudiżmu inti assolutament ma tistax taraħ fit-teatru. Hija l-fatt li huwa immedjat. Allura il-fatt li hemm il-persuna hemmhekk iktar sa tixxokja.
Nista' ngħid xi ħaġa oħra li take it a bit further. Hemm ċensura fuq skultura, pereżempju? Hemm ċensura fuq skultura? Jien nista' nagħmel skulturi jista' jagħmel sculpture ta' atti sessuali perversi li jrid u jagħmel kif u jab. Ma nafx. Pittura tal-nuda hija oxxena jew arti. Ma niġu fl-istess mod. Jekk nara mara nuda fil-park għax hemm raġuni għaliex tkun nuda, tista' tkun nuda
minn. Imma pittura u skultura mhijiex persuna, hija rappreżentazzjoni ta' persuna. Jiena
jekk għandek allura pereżempju fotografija. Fotografija mhux pornografika, pornografija tan-nudiżmu. Hija parti mill-arti wkoll.
Iva,
dik hija persuna, sa naqas rappreżentazzjoni ta' persuna.
Le, però jiena naħseb il-preżenza fiżika hija xi ħaġa li iktar li hija iktar ċensurata personalment.
You have listened to the first part of the Theatre Traffic session on censorship. The second part of this session will be broadcast next week.